Jekka News. You need to know. Now.
The streets of Gauteng are green, my brew. Go home easily.
The DA leader, John Steenhuisen, has led a briefing by the party around various issues on the radar. He says BBBEE, the Employment Equity Act and Expropriation Act, are the first roadblocks the party plans to remove in its drives to grow the economy and to create jobs. Steenhuisen says the DA is not opposed to transformation, but believes these laws are counterproductive.
These policies have failed, and together with expropriation without compensation, creates an environment that deters investment, that hobbles growth and job creation, and ensures that the majority of South Africans remain locked out of opportunity.
Then we move abroad. The remains of a British meteorologist who died in an Arctic expedition in 1959 have been recovered 6 decades later from a glacier. He died at the age of 25 when they set out to climb and survey a glacier, but he fell through a crevice and his body was never recovered until now. These and other stories are on jackrandfm.com. Just click on news. Armand de Beer from PSG Wealth in Pretoria East kicks off this Business Minute abroad.
Global markets traded mostly lower today as investors kept a close eye on renewed trade talks between Washington and Beijing while awaiting key US inflation data later this week. In Europe, markets closed in the red, while on Wall Street, the Dow Jones slipped 0.3%, the S&P 500 is flat, and the Nasdaq is rising 0.2%.
So although it's a quiet day for earnings, Micron Technology gained 3% after lifting its fourth quarter guidance on the back of stronger pricing and solid execution.
Chip makers Nvidia and AMD were also in focus following reports they agreed to pay the US government 15% of revenue from AI chip sales to China, and shares of C3.ai tumbled 23% after the enterprise AI software group issued a weaker than expected preliminary earnings update.
A dollar is trading at R17.73, a euro at R20.59, pound sitting at R23.80, gold trading at $3,347.49 per fine ounce, Brent crude oil at $66.65 per barrel. I'm Marlene Fischer, more news at 7.
We start off with some rugby news. Now, Rassie Erasmus says that he's shedding a bit of light on the thinking behind the team selection for Saturday's Rugby Championship match against Australia happening at Ellis Park. Erasmus insists that Kolisi's move is more nuanced than just a simple positional switch. He went on to say that they changed their minds a couple of times. The more they practiced and prepared, they realized that Sia was really playing at 8 only during the scrums. And scrums happen only about 3 or 4 times in a game. So maybe that was his thinking about having him at 8th man, which is not his normal position, rather because they want to focus on Australia at the breakdowns. Villarreal's La Liga match against Barcelona in December could be the first European League fixture to be played abroad after the Spanish Football Federation approved the plans to host the game in the United States. The RFEF will now seek permission from FIFA and UEFA to move the game to the Hard Rock Stadium in Miami, which is scheduled to host 7 matches at the 2026 FIFA World Cup. And in local football news, Orlando Pirates head coach Abdeslam Wadu admits that they started the Premiership season badly and is determined to bounce back against Maruma Gallants at the Dr. Petros Mulemela Stadium. That's happening tomorrow. Wadu suffered the first defeat of his tenure since replacing Jose Rivero at the helm of the Buccaneers ship. They were beaten by Skukuna United. Now I crown thee. Oh, what do I do now? Mr. Abdeslam, what do I do now? As a Pirates fan, I'm sure you won't be happy with that. But who needs colleagues? Who needs enemies when you've got colleagues like Nasser Hussain? Now, listen to this. This was Stuart Broad walking around the stadium after doing his commentary stint at the 100. He was supposed to walk back to the commentary team, but Nasser Hussain was having none of it.